We're going to move away from Pennsylvania for a few minutes now and talk about the two races that are next up. And we go first to Indiana and to Micah Schweitzer, who's the news director at WNIN in Evansville. Micah, welcome to the program.
Thanks so much, Melissa.
How do things look, based on the polls at least, in Indiana? Is the state as much of a toss-up as we've been hearing?
It certainly is. The latest poll came out on Saturday, and that has Hillary Clinton leading Barack Obama leading Hillary Clinton 50-45, but that's within a margin of error of 4.2%, and so it's still a very close race here.
Would you assume that the result in Pennsylvania, which, as we've been saying, Hillary Clinton is projected to win, that would impact voters in Indiana? How closely are they paying attention to the result there?
They certainly are paying attention. Indiana voters have not been part of such a major political movement for a long time. Really, the last time a political candidate visited Indiana at all was a presidential candidate was in 1968. And so it's been a long time coming, and voters here are definitely excited and paying attention. And so the outcome in Pennsylvania, I think, will have an effect on the way that voters lean in Indiana.
So a 40-year gap in inattention there.
Absolutely. It's quite new to Indiana residents, to Hoosiers, to have this much political attention. We've had 15 stops from Hillary Clinton since March. If you factor in Bill and Chelsea, that's 50 stops just in the past month and a half. Barack Obama has made 14 stops along with his wife, Michelle. And so we've been getting a lot of attention here, and the voters are eating it up.
Micah, we should explain. We hear a lot of commotion behind you, and I'm assuming you were at the rally where Barack Obama is supposed to appear tonight in Evansville. Is that right?
That's right. And we are watching the jumbo, the big screen TVs, and people are doing waves as we see that TV is suggesting that Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton are going to be speaking soon at their respective rallies. Although no word yet whether Barack Obama has actually arrived here in Evansville.
Is he in the building? One question, Mike. The big issue in Indiana, if in Pennsylvania it was the economy, Ohio, what about in Indiana?
Same thing. Economy. Jobs, jobs, jobs is what we're hearing. Really trying to appeal to the blue-collar voters. Indiana is a manufacturing state, and things have not been going well economically in the manufacturing sector. And so both Obama and Clinton are trying to appeal to voters, suggesting that they will take another look at NAFTA and other trade agreements to favor American workers, and they're trying to bring in the votes by improving the outlook for voters here in this very working class state.
Okay, Micah, thanks so much.
Thank you.
That's Micah Schweitzer. He's the news director of WNIN in Evansville. He's at the rally for Barack Obama in Evansville, Indiana tonight.